18, please. Jacaranda FM. Let's know, Nikki.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 28, Rustenburg 30. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê spaza-winkels wat betrek word by die dood van kinders sal onmiddellik gesluit word. Die president het gereageer op die herhaalde gevalle van voedselverwante siektes wat die lewens van kinders geëis het. Hy sê alle spaza-winkels en ander geriewe wat kos hanteer moet binne 21 dae na 15 November geregistreer word by die munisipaliteite waar hulle werk.
Any shop that is not registered within 21 days and does not meet all health standards and requirements will be closed. South African Police Service will be required to investigate, to arrest and to prosecute offenders. This will involve close cooperation with all registered manufacturers.
Die Save South Africa burgerlike beweging sê president Ramaphosa het in sy toespraak gisteraand jammer gesê en sal staatsverkopers wat baie jare lank al eerlik en sorgsaam werk nog verder in gevaar stel. Die woordvoerder van die beweging Tebogo Mashilopane sê dit is teleurstellend dat Ramaphosa probeer het om 'n gebalanseerde toespraak te lewer om buitelandse eienaars van Spaanse winkels nie aanstoot te gee nie.
Our immigration laws are very clear. In terms of the Act, spaza shops are not listed as one of the critical businesses in South Africa. But the president decided to present a speech that seeks to suggest that foreigners are also entitled to run spaza shop business in South Africa.
Ramaphosa het meer as 1000 soldate ontplooi om plaaslike polisie te ondersteun in die bekamping van onwettige myne. Verlede jaar is meer as 3300 soldate ontplooi om onwettige myne in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes stop te sit. Die Weermag is se hoof van gesamentlike operasies, Sipiwe Sangweni.
The president authorized 1,100 members of the SANDF to deploy to fight illegal mining and criminality. This deployment will be for a period of 5 months from the 1st of November till the 31st of March 2025.
Donald Trump se keuse om die minister van verdediging te word, Pete Hegseth, 'n Fox-aanbieder, is aangekla van seksuele aanranding in 2017. Die saak is nie vervolg nie, maar dit het glo as nuus gekom vir die Trump-span. Trump het die 44-jarige genomineer vir die pos ten spyte daarvan dat hy nog nooit 'n organisasie gelei het nie. En Springbok-kaptein Siya Kolisi is optimisties oor die wedstrydgroep wat afrigter Rusty Erasmus vir vandag se kragmeting met Engeland op Twickenham gekies het. Kolisi is vol lof vir die balans tussen ervaring en jeug om die groep te versterk.
While we're winning, we're building squad depth because sometimes things happen, injuries happen. You want to make sure you have so many players or someone is unavailable that you don't stress. You know that guys have gotten the opportunity, especially this year, a lot of the younger guys are playing big games against Australia and New Zealand, you know, in the rugby championship, and that's what you want.
Ek is Mio Pinar on top story this hour. Ramaphosa says government to immediately shut down spaza shops implicated in children's deaths.
Can't say I blame him. Hey, you want to hear some breaking news?
Yes.
Hot breaking news. Carols by Candlelight, delivered to you by Spa to You and Jacaranda FM, is sold out.
Wow.
Hey, but listen, if you didn't get a ticket, please don't stress because the magic of Christmas coming straight to you. Join us from the comfort of your home on Thursday, the 5th of December at 7 p.m. You can watch every moment unfold absolutely live. Yep, you get to live stream the entire event at jacarandafm.com. Spa to You delivering Carols by Candlelight 2024, and what a lineup it is.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J.
Yeah, yeah.